Reading today is from John chapter 14, verse 22 to 31. It'll be up on the screen if you want to follow along. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away and I am coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. I will now pass it on to Reverend Ying for the message."
Well, good morning, everyone, and certainly a Merry Christmas. Why don't we just quickly turn around to the person next to each other and just say Merry Christmas to each other and have a good year in the year to come. And for you people on Zoom, why don't you also wish each other a Merry Christmas, okay? And you, everyone on Zoom. Well, Christmas is that time of the year, isn't it? It's a strange time of the year. It's a strange time of the year because we just had church on Sunday, didn't we? And now we're back here on Monday. Some of us are service junkies, like pastors. We are paid to be here. But for many others, there is a tradition, a culture that regardless of how many days, how many service, we still need to come to a Christmas Day service. There's something very special about Christmas that even for a majority of people in our community, regardless even if they're religious or not, they'll still come to a Christmas Day service. And partly, to a large degree, it has to do with the message of Christmas, right, isn't it? Christmas is all about peace and goodwill to men. We send out Christmas wishes with cards, and we see endless Christmas wishes on TV ads and in our stores. But as we all personally know, well, this is what we always say at Christmas time, good peace and goodwill to all men. The reality is far, far different, isn't it? Very different indeed. Our world is littered with, is just scattered wars, Hamas and Israel. And not much needs to be said here, does it? Not much needs to be said because when I've scanned through all past Christmas sermons, not that I've done, but other people have done, they always begin in the usual way. And that is, Christmas is about peace and goodwill, but there's very little peace and goodwill that is floating around. We live in a world that is filled with conflict, so much conflict, it's not funny. And so the question we need to ask ourselves, where can we find peace? That has been the theme of this month. Where is peace on earth? Where can we find it? So without any further ado, let's turn our attention to the one who is proclaimed at this time of the year to be the Prince of Peace. You see that in that famous passage from Isaiah chapter 9. He is described as the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the promise of that passage is of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. That is a very bold claim, isn't it, that's made at this time, that we sing and we celebrate that the one who comes into the world promises that there will be everlasting peace, of which there will be no end. And when Jesus was born into the world, How was he welcomed into the world? By a choir of angels that sang glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. So without any further ado, it's worthwhile now turning to the Prince of Peace and to listen to him, what he himself had to say and what he had to offer. But before we do so, it's worth looking at the passage. The passage we want to look at today is John chapter 14 that Rebecca read for us. But let's remember the context in which those words were uttered. Jesus is having his last meal with his close disciples. He gives them some final instructions, but soon he will be arrested, tried, beaten, and shamefully executed. And yet it is in that context he offers these words, "Peace I leave with you." Now on the surface, when you hear those opening words of Jesus, "Peace I leave with you, there is nothing surprising or astonishing about those words. On first reading, they seem like the sort of usual greetings that we often give to people. You know, how best wishes to the future, peace and long life. I trust that all things will go well with you. She'll be right. But nice as those words might seem, sentimentalism at its best, we need to remember the context in which Jesus uttered those words. Previously, back in chapter 13, just before this, what he said, he has said to them, his beloved disciples, that one of you is about to betray me. He also tells them that in a short while, at his greatest need and his darkest moment, his beloved friends, disciples have journeyed with him for 3 years, will abandon him when he needs them the most. And soon he will be arrested and tried in a system that is unjust. And then shortly after that, he will be tortured to death in the most hideous way invented by man at the time. So when Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you," one has to be somewhat skeptical about these words. You know, one thinks to ourselves at this time that these words in many ways are nice sentimental words, but they carry with it no substance, no weight, no real meaning. In many ways, when you think about it, isn't that the sort of thing that we see even today? At this time of the year, we say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, peace to you, best wishes. But really, they have as much weight, much substance, as seemingly the words of Jesus when he uttered the words, "Peace I leave with you," and yet it was given in the context of brokenness, of darkness, of despair. And you've got to ask yourself, well, that's nice, but what comfort, what hope does it really give us when everything is falling apart? And so one truly has to be skeptical about everything. Now, if this is all that Jesus had to say, then we can read it, forget it, and move on. But notice that Jesus doesn't just leave it there. He doesn't just simply say, "Peace, I leave with you. Listen to what else Jesus says immediately afterwards. "Peace, I leave with you. My peace, I give to you." And if you missed that, listen very carefully what Jesus said again. "My peace, I give you." Do you hear what Jesus is saying? When Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you," what is he offering them? What is he promising them? What is he giving them? He's giving them, he's promising to them and to us nothing less than the peace which he himself enjoys. That is what he's giving. Jesus saying, the peace I have, the peace that surrounds me, that strengthens me, that refreshes me, this is the peace which I plan to give you. Now let's pause and ponder and think about that for a moment. Let's remember that when Jesus talked about giving his about his own peace, remember that he was not saying this from a beautiful beachside resort, sipping champagne and enjoying sunny weather and listening to good music. That was not the context in which Jesus says, "My peace I give to you." Rather, it was completely opposite. He wanted to give them the peace that he himself enjoyed from a war-torn, battered, devastated life. That is his context. That is the context that says, this is my peace that I want to give to you. The peace that now surrounds him, even in his most darkest moment, he wants to give them that peace. Now you look at that and you think to yourself, how is that possible? That's not something we would ever imagine. When someone says, I want to give you my peace, from that sort of context, are you crazy? How is it possible? Indeed, it is not possible. But listen to what Jesus goes on to say. Because he says in verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do you hear what he's saying? He's saying that what I want to give to you is something so, so different to the world, something the world just doesn't get, and something the world cannot ever offer. Think about it. When the world offers peace, what is the key for having peace as far as the world is concerned? Well, it's something like this. If you want peace, you got to have all the right stuff. You got to have a nice family. You've got to have delicious meal on the table. You have to be surrounded by good friends, great weather, nice music, fantastic presents. And when you have all this, then you have peace. And when you think about it, that is what the world is constantly saying and offering. You turn on the TV every time, have a Merry Christmas, go to Meijer and buy a big on your Christmas turkey, buy a big on presents, listen to good music. And if that's what you think it is, then it's not surprising that many people are sickened by that. Because they look at their lives, their devastated lives, and say, I have none of that, absolutely none of that. And I can say that even for myself, when I was growing up, and I always look at those pictures, my family background was far from that. It's filled with a lot of brokenness and darkness. And you say to me, peace? And I say, you don't know what you're talking about. And the irony here is this, that if that's what we think peace is all about, good food, good family, good friends, nice presents, is it any wonder that, you know what we do? We will fight to keep that. We will fight to get more of that. We will fill our lives with anxiety and fear because we either don't have enough or there's a danger of losing it. You just think about this sort of post-Christmas sale, the Boxing Day sale, as they all now scramble to the shopping centres to get the latest ModCon. Why is that? Because peace on earth is all about having the right stuff, isn't it? But the peace Jesus offers that we continue to remember this time of the year is so different, because it's not dependent on what we have. It's not dependent on what we do not have. And indeed, the peace he himself enjoys, which he wants to give to us, is not dependent on the stuff around him. It can't be. His friend is about to betray him, and yet he says that he has peace. His friend's about to abandon him, and yet he says, I have peace. He is about to be arrested and unjustly treated, and yet he says, I have peace. He's about to be beaten to a pulp, and yet I have peace. He's about to be nailed to a cross, left there to die slowly, and yet he says, I have peace. For him, and what he wants to offer us is a peace which is not dependent on stuff, on the stuff around us. How is that possible? For Jesus, the peace that he has is dependent on him and on him alone. Well, how does that work? Well, think about our world. Think about our world. Where does our light come from when you look out the window? The light that drives away the darkness. The light that gives growth to the plants and the flowers. The light that refreshes our soul. The light that nourishes our body with vitamin D. The light that cleans our clothes. Where does that light come from? Where does the heat come from that warms our body, that drives away the cold winter days? Where does it come from? It comes from the sun, doesn't it? That's why we love springtime. That's why we love summer. It's the end of winter. It's the end of darkness. It's the beginning of light, of warmth, of refreshment. It comes from the sun. But here's the question. Where does the sun get its light and its heat from? It gets it from itself, doesn't it? The sun itself generates light. The sun itself generates heat. It does not depend on anything else, but it blesses everything else. And in a similar way, the sun, which is at the center of our universe, is none other than the Son of God, who is the center of all things. It is he and he alone who gives peace in a way the world can never give. He himself drives away the darkness in our lives. He himself brings healing to our soul, who cleanses our bodies, who brings warmth and refreshes us. You know, when you think about all the world offers is nothing more than a light bulb in a world of darkness. And a light bulb can only warm so much, can only light up so much, and in the end it just dies, but ultimately it's never satisfying. But Jesus is the light, the true light that brings life, that true light that drives the way to darkness. Jesus is the one who offers peace unlike anything the world offers. He is the wellspring of peace from his very own being. And you have to ask the question, how is it that this man, Jesus, can offer so much when you have so little. And that brings us back to the very heart of what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Because what is Christmas all about? Well, in those famous words from Matthew chapter 1, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him God with us. You see, Christmas is all about God becoming a man. Jesus, Christmas is about the incarnation. Christmas is about God with us. We don't celebrate simply the birth of a baby. We don't simply celebrate an empty promise of a man who promises peace but can deliver nothing. We celebrate this time at Christmas, God, the center of all things, the one who brings light to everything, who drives out the darkness, who refreshes everything and brings healing. We celebrate God who has become man in the person of Jesus. And because he is God, because he is the Son who gives life in our darkness and peace when we are disturbed, he refreshes our soul like a flower in a parched desert where everything is dark and dry and dusty and barren and waterless. He himself refreshes our souls. This Christmas, we bang on a lot about peace. But as we all know, it continues to elude us. And maybe that's because we continue to look for peace in the wrong place. Maybe because we continue to look for peace in a dingy little light bulb trying to light up the whole room. But maybe what we need to do is open the blinds and let the sun come in and drive out the darkness and clean the room and bring fresh air. The Son of God has come to our world and he gives us peace. He does not give as the world gives. He gives us his very own peace. Let's pray. Before I do so, why don't we just take a moment and just reflect on these words. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. At this time of Christmas, it's time to reflect and pause. Where are you looking for your peace? What are the things that you hold on to that ultimately does not satisfy? Pause and reflect on this. At Christmas, we go to our family meals, but is it a place of peace or turmoil? Where can I find this refreshing peace that we speak of at this Christmas time? At this time, is it a time of loneliness? Where can I find joy? If you're struggling, bring it to God in prayer and ask him to give you his Son, who is the source of all peace. Father in heaven, we celebrate so many things every day of the year. But there's only one thing that we truly need to celebrate. In your kindness and your mercy, you've come into our world. You've taken on flesh. You have become like one of us. You have walked our dusty roads. You have entered into our dark rooms. You've seen the mess, not only in our lives, but in our world. You've seen the chaos that fills our minds. You see the disturbance in our hearts. And you yourself have felt all that when you became a man. You experienced it fully when you became one of us. And in so doing, you see what we need. And what we need is you. We need nothing else but you. We need your Son, who is the very source of peace. As the Son is the center of our solar system, so your Son is the center of all things. At this time of Christmas, Lord, may you give us your Son. May his peace fill our troubled souls. May his peace remove all the distractions. May he himself become our life, our joy, our light. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to